Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, I was sad and then I loved you and it took my breath. And now I think you love me and it scares me to death, cause now I lie awake.
The one thing that Mike Tomlin said he never wanted to happen, the Steelers on Hard Knocks, is going to happen. Although they'll be joined by the other three teams in the AFC North, Paul. And that got me to thinking about this division as a whole. And I'm going to give you and City Limits, because I needed this, a little tiny, and all our listeners, refresher course on what's gone on in this division in the offseason. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
Paul, are you ready?
I am always ready.
Other than your mic being Ron Cooked.
I am always ready.
Ron's mic was off at least twice a day. Paul is rivaling that, but he's not there yet.
Yeah, Paul might have him beat by the end of the, who knows when.
He might. We know all the moves the Steelers made. Let me give you a quick refresher course. And this is, I'm looking at SI.com right now, where this guy's grading everybody's offseason. He gives the Browns a B. So Cleveland, in case you forgot, lost a couple linebackers. Joe Flacco's gone. They added Jerry Jeudy. They added Jameis Winston as a backup.
There you go.
Quarterback. And they added a linebacker, Jordan Hicks, and another one named Devin Bush. How about that, Paul?
Oh.
You're going to get a call from his dad when the Browns come to town?
Yeah. I don't know what I'm looking at.
That is incredible.
The funniest thing about that whole thing with his dad is that his dad was one of my favorite players when he played at Florida State.
Did you ever go? Was that your only conversation you've had with him, or was there ever any communication after
you? Just a couple, you know, because by the end of that interview, we were laughing and it was fine. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah, it was good. We were laughing and it was fine. And he was like, you know, I know you're just that guy trying to stir it up and I love you for it. You know, we had a good time. So we went back and forth a little bit, just direct message, you know. And I said, I'd love to have you on again. He said, anytime, but we never hit it up.
Let's have him on when the Browns come to town.
Yeah, yeah.
So Devin Bush, all right, so that's the Browns right now. Some interesting little additions. They've got some big contracts there with Denzel Ward, Myles Garrett, of course. And they didn't have a first-round pick for the third straight year because of Deshaun Watson. So how do they get a B? I guess Jordan Hicks is a nice pickup. I don't know how they get a B for their offseason. Okay, the Bengals. They added Geno Stone and Von Bell as safeties, and their safety play was horrific last year, mostly because they lost Von Bell.
Yeah.
They also added Zach Moss. They added Gesicki, the old Penn State tight end who's had injuries. But, man, if he's healthy, he's trouble. And then Trent Brown as a tackle. They lost. They're going to look different a little bit. They lost Joe Mixon, Tyler Boyd, DJ Reader, who was really good for them. So they're going to have a little bit of a different look. They took Mims in the draft. They got a receiver in the third round. So keep all this in mind. They also have some contract issues, as do the Steelers, with Trey Hendrickson and T. Higgins. A couple of unhappy guys. Okay?
And Higgins does have a, he did sign the 1 year deal.
Yeah. Is this helpful for you, City Limits, to brush up on these teams?
Very much so.
Thank you. I think the listeners will find that also. I think we all need this. I needed this. The Ravens get a C+. They drafted Nate Wiggins. They bring in Derrick Henry. They brought in the monster.
Now, here's the thing. If he's healthy, that becomes a problem.
Maybe a big one. And they bring in Aguilar. They lose Clowney, who was good for them. Beckham, Dobbins, Morgan Moses, the offensive tackle, Zeitler, Geno Stone, Patrick Queen. They lost a lot of guys.
They did. They absolutely did. They had to get under the salary cap.
Yes, they did. So that's where we're at here. With all that in mind, I have a bunch of AFC North questions for you and City Limits, Paul. Are you prepared to answer them to the best of your abilities?
Yep.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Absolutely.
Limits, right hand raised, please. Okay, here we go.
As I look over and watch Michael Vick toasting the entire Saints roster, but go ahead.
Man, I asked you this question. We're watching the 30 for 30 or the Football Life, whatever it is, on Michael Vick. Very aware of everything that happened off the field. Strictly on the field, for me, he's in the conversation for the most exciting football player who ever lived. He just is, college and pro.
Absolutely. I would say he probably is. The only one I can think of that's probably in that category is Randall Cunningham was really exciting too.
Yeah. Barry Sanders for me is in that one. Troy is in that one.
Yeah.
Except on defense, you're going to get that very occasional burst of brilliance.
Yeah.
This dude had the ball in his hands every play.
Right.
And it was eye-opening when he came to the Steelers, being in the locker room, all these guys saying, I used to play him in Madden. When I was playing Madden,
right.
I was number 7.
Right.
Like, he's a legend.
Right.
In amongst the players. But anyway, tell me this, gentlemen, of the coaches in the AFC North, who's under the most pressure this season? Limits, I'll let you go first on these. You deserve this little treat, this little caveat.
Well, I'll just start off by eliminating Kevin Stefanski because he got a new deal. Him and Andrew Berry both got new extensions about a week and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Tomlin just got a new extension, so we might think he's under the most pressure, but the organization certainly doesn't think so. I'm going to go with Zach Taylor in Cincinnati.
Mm.
Joe Burrow is back, healthy. They've already lost some receivers. You could be losing your best defensive lineman in Hendrickson next year, your second best receiver in Higgins. Jamar Chase's deal is going to come up soon. The writing is not completely on the wall for the Bengals because they have Burrow for the next 10-plus years, assuming he's healthy. But they could lose a ton more pieces this offseason.
Paul? I guess it depends on how you define pressure, too. You know, like, I'm not necessarily talking about who's going to get fired, who's under the brightest spotlight, maybe.
Tomlin.
I agree.
He's got to win. I mean,
seven
years in a row without winning a playoff game.
7 years. At some point, the national media will take notice that this guy hasn't won a playoff game since City Limits was in diapers. I mean, come on. 8 years? Now you're inching, you're getting very close to a decade without a playoff win? I'm going to agree with you there, Paul.
I'm just saying, Tomlin, to me, he's got the most pressure to, you know, perform something. And that's the thing. Like, Harbaugh, I think, has some pressure, too.
I think they all do. He's right about Zach Taylor.
Yeah,
you have a
Taylor,
healthy Burrow, you better win.
And you know what? Stefanski just signed a deal, but they've sort of bobbed up and down close to being really good, but they've never really, you know, they had the year when they beat the Steelers.
They have one playoff win.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah, but
and they got destroyed by the Texans.
But I'm looking at their roster. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I think they should have been better the last few years than they even were. So I think they all have pressure on them to sort of take a step forward. You know, and the case here is, okay, win a playoff game. But in Bengal land, it's, you know, get to the playoffs and win, you know what I mean, or have a chance to win with Joe Burrow. With Harbaugh, it's, you know what, it's been a long, long time.
Get back to the Super Bowl.
And now you have, you know, the most dynamic player maybe in the AFC playing the most important position. So, yeah, but I would say Tomlin has them because he hasn't won a playoff game in 7 years.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit him at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And Social Media's Biggest Loser Donnie Football, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. I mean that as a compliment to our dear friend Donald, because this has clearly worked for him. He's been looking like a new man for a long time now. Rank the coaches in the AFC North. Wonder Twin, you've been given an NFL franchise, okay? And you get to hire one of these coaches. It's as simple as that. You have a franchise, you're an expansion team, and you're the coach. City limits, you're the owner, I'm sorry, and you have a new team. Rank the AFC North coaches on who you'd hire. 1 to 4.
This is going to get some flack, but I'd put Tomlin at 1. Even with the lack of success in the playoffs over the last 7 years, the way that the players talk about him, the success of the longevity of him, and I put Harbaugh as like a razor-thin hair, too, right behind him. And then Zach Taylor and Stefanski. I just don't believe in Stefanski. I know he's coach of the year type of guy last year. But the main takeaway is probably as your eyes got very wide when I said Mike Tomlin, then I would put Tomlin 1. If I was starting a franchise today.
Holy birdseed. Paul, 1 to 4. Rank the coaches in this division.
Harbaugh's first. Harbaugh's first for me. First of all, he's a winning record in the playoffs. Let's start there. A winning record in the playoffs. Secondly, he's won, I think, 6, 7, 8 playoff games or something like that since 2010, as opposed to 3 for Tomlin. And, oh, by the way, he didn't have the benefit of having Ben Roethlisberger for 11 or 12 of those 14 years. Now, he has had he's had Lamar Jackson, who the last couple of years has turned into a really good player. But for the most part, I'll go with Harbaugh first, Tomlin second. I'm not a fan of either of the other two guys. Mm. I think Zach Taylor, I mean, here's the thing about Zach Taylor. And yes, it's the Bengals. I get it. A dead franchise that was, you know, really nothing until he came along.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't know. He had 2 good years. I just got to see more from him.
So what's your rankings again?
I have him 3rd. I think Stefanski is a... I think 2 years ago I'd have gotten rid of Stefanski and brought in somebody who knows what they're doing. I think if you watch the Browns play, he makes some really bad game day. I'm talking about game management decisions. The other thing is, you know, pushing Baker Mayfield out the door was silly, if you really think about it. So he was hurt.
Yeah.
He was playing with his, you know what I mean?
Here's how I would rank him. You ready, Limit?
I'm ready.
Zach Taylor 1. Zach Taylor 1.
Wow.
Harbaugh 2, Tomlin 3, Stefanski 4. Zach Taylor walked into a disaster. Not everybody walks into a situation like Tomlin did where you have a Super Bowl roster. Most guys come into a situation that is a wreck because that's why the franchise in question is looking for a new coach. After that, he's gone 10-7, 12-4, and last year he went 9-8. They're giving out statues for 9-8 around here. He lost Burrow and still went 9-8. He's won 5 playoff games in the last 3 years. Nobody else in the division's won half as many. This guy wins playoff games when he has his quarterback.
Well, he was given the keys to the Maserati and Joe Burrow, partly why.
And you know what? He developed his quarterback. And he made sure that when his quarterback walked in the doors, he didn't have to go through some phony competition. They gave Joe Burrow the keys and said, here we go. And this guy proved he can develop an offense that accentuates all the skills of his star quarterback and gets the best out of him. And 5 playoff wins in the last 3 years, I'm taking this guy if I have an expansion team where I'm the owner. He's going to develop my quarterback. He might even have a winning record when my quarterback gets hurt. He's won. Harbaugh wins the tiebreaker with Tomlin. Recent playoff wins, even if they underachieved. Plus, all those years, he had the lesser quarterback and basically accomplished as much as Tomlin. He had Flacco, Tomlin had Ben, right? So it's very close between those two. But that's my ranking. Next question on the AFC North. Fan hotline, I might add, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. The quarterback under the most intense pressure, under the brightest lights. We know they all are. Every quarterback in the league is. But that's why they pay you the big bucks, City Limits, to decipher this kind of stuff. The quarterback in the AFC North under the brightest spotlight this season is who?
Lamar Jackson. Another MVP, another dud in the playoffs with a chance to go to the Super Bowl. If he does not go to a Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl, his whole entire career is going to be looked at in a Dan Marino, Charles Barkley, Carl Malone with Utah. Never got it done. Great talent, good player, but was not clutch enough to come up with the big plays and the big moments to win a championship.
Paul, that was very well stated by City Limits, and that's why he's widely considered a rising star in our business. You?
I mean, I would say Burrow.
Mm.
You know, Burrow, for a couple of seasons there, for a few stretch of games, was considered the kryptonite to Mahomes and the Chiefs. But last year, he obviously was hurt and, you know, was in and out of the lineup. Then he was out.
And that injury.
Yes.
When I read that, oh, I'll be 100% by the season, my thought was, wait, you're not already? That's a weird injury.
Here's the other thing that's weird to me. There's discussions about him having a hard time gripping the ball or his wrist or whatever. You know. I don't even remember Michael Vick with the Jets. Do you?
I remember that. That game, I didn't until I just looked up here, and now I remember he beat the Steelers.
Here's him with the Steelers.
They beat the Steelers, and then there's this game against the Chargers where they won. Marcus Wheaton just caught a touchdown pass.
That was in the soccer stadium.
This is gigantic.
Like 90% Steeler fans, remember that?
Yeah, incredible. All right, so you have Burrow 1 as under the most spotlight. You have Jackson. For me, my own personal opinion here, which is the only one I can deliver, I don't think this is close, and I think it's Deshaun Watson. He signed the biggest deal in history, got the most guaranteed money in history, and he's an abject disaster. They forfeited their whole franchise to this guy. They never draft in the first round anymore, and he sucks so far. He's under the most pressure to me by far. Can he still play? Can he take Cleveland where they want to go? Can he deliver like he did in the second half against the Ravens when he was last spotted? Why don't you guys agree with that, Paul?
Well, you're absolutely right. Under the way that you're saying it, yes. He obviously has, yes, I agree with you. I think for me, it's because I just don't have any expectations of him.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, yeah, maybe that time has passed.
Right.
Where you're right.
I'm to the point with him where it's like, whatever. But I feel like Burrow can still be that guy and Lamar Jackson can still be that guy.
Watson, I think, might just be shot. Like, just done. The time that he was off for so long before finally getting back on the field with Cleveland after the suspension, the whole entire year off, he just has not been able to find much of a flow and rhythm. He kind of did last year before getting hurt. I just don't think that there's that high of a ceiling for him anymore to be able to reach it. And the Houston Deshaun Watson is gone and not coming back.
Are you convinced of that, Paul? The only thing that gives me pause is what I saw. Listen, he missed a whole year, basically. Even more, I think.
Yeah, like a year and a half.
And he, in that second half against the Ravens, and maybe it was a fluke. I thought Deshaun Watson was right on the verge of top five quarterback with Houston. Like, he was great. Some of the numbers he put up on a not very good team by the time he left there. That that guy against the Ravens in the second half looked like him. So that gives me a tiny bit of pause, but I still generally agree with you that I don't know we're ever going to see that guy again.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't think we're going to see it. But could you imagine? Here's the thing. What if he goes back to peak Houston, Deshaun Watson? That changes the AFC North completely.
Totally.
Completely.
If you told me right now that you had some magical foresight, some magical powers, and you said you're going to get Houston Watson, I picked them to win the division.
I would agree.
That's how good he was.
I would agree. Because I think they have a really good roster around them.
All right. Next AFC North question. You're prepared for this, Limitless Wonder?
Very much so.
Rank the quarterbacks. And here's how I'm putting this in context. Who are you talking to, Limits?
IT. Trent is podcasting.
What is he doing? What's going on here?
I know. He's trying to have a conversation.
He needs to take a seat. He's intern Trent. He needs to listen for a minute. You're involved heavily in this segment. What is happening, Paul?
He's waving goodbye. Goodbye, Trent.
Bye, IT.
Rank the quarterbacks.
Rank, and here's the caveat here. Here's the context. You have one game to win. You got one ball game to win. Rank the quarterbacks in the AFC North.
Wow. Wait. That's different than ranking the quarterbacks.
Could be, but.
All right. Let's go with it. Let's go with it.
You know, I'm assuming that if you have one game to win, you're going to go with the best guy in your mind, right?
Yeah. Okay.
I understand that. Go ahead, Limits.
Hands down, with the laser beam pointed at Earth, I want Joe Burrow as my quarterback.
Even with that questionable injury right now.
No doubt about it. I want Joe Burrow as my starting quarterback in that game to save the planet.
Rank them.
Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, and then the waters get very murky. I'm not a big Russell Wilson believer, but I'm a bigger Wilson believer than I am in Deshaun Watson. I'd go Wilson, then Watson.
Okay. Paul?
I'd say I have the same.
Same ranking?
Yeah, probably Burrow first. Lamar Jackson second. And here's the thing. I think Lamar Jackson is maybe the most dynamic player in the NFL. But you couched it as you have one game to win. It's a little different discussion for me. So I would go I would go Burrow, then I would go Lamar Jackson, then I'd go Russ, then I'd go Deshaun Watson.
All right. Here's how I would go. And I'm under normal circumstances, I would pick Burrow. These are not normal circumstances. We just talked about it. He had a very odd injury last year that based on the quotes I'm seeing, he's not fully recovered from. I'm going to go Lamar Jackson 1. People can go ahead and laugh. He won a playoff game last year against a pretty good Houston team. He's won a couple playoff games in the last 3 years. It's two more than another team I know in the AFC North. Going Lamar Jackson 1, Joe Burrow 2, Russell Wilson 3, Jameis Winston 4, Jake Browning 5, Justin Fields before those guys. Justin Fields, Jameis Winston, Jake Browning, and then Deshaun Watson. You like it?
Very confident in Mr. Watson.
You like that, Paul?
Yeah.
I'm going Winston and Fields ahead of Deshaun Watson.
Wow.
That's how bad I think he's been since he got there.
Wait a minute. Fields?
Yes. Yes. I think in the right circumstances, he can do it. Lamar Jackson, by the way, in the last...
Isn't Jameis Winston on the Browns now?
Yeah. Or is it? Yeah, the Browns, right?
Yes.
All right, well, what about
who's the Bengals backup?
What about
Browning?
Jake Browning's back.
AJ McCarron?
Or no?
I don't think AJ McCarron's still in the division.
Who is the guy? Who is the guy the Bengals?
Jake Browning.
He was pretty good a little bit last year.
It's a little bit tongue in cheek, but I am taking Lamar first, and I realize Lamar hasn't gotten to the promised land as an MVP. I'm very aware of that. I'm also aware that in his last four playoff games, he's 2-2.
McCarron was back with Cincinnati last year, two games.
He beat Houston. He lost to Kansas City. He beat Tennessee. and he lost to Buffalo. He's 2-2 in his last four playoff games, so he's won a couple. It's not like we're talking about a guy who, you know, as soon as the pressure mounts, he just melts into a puddle. You know, he didn't have a good game. I'll say that against Kansas City. He didn't. But I rank him right now, given the Burrow injury situation. All right, then forget about the one game thing. Just rank the best quarterbacks if you have a different criterion.
Watson. I mean, I'm sorry.
Burrow?
No. Lamar? I was Lamar Jackson. Jackson, followed by Burrow, followed by Russ, followed by Watson.
Thank you, Paul. And thank you, City Limits, for participating in that.
Thank you for including me in the participation.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If the Chiefs called the Steelers, and you're the general manager, owner of the Steelers, they said, we will trade you Patrick Mahomes for your entire roster. Would you do it?
Yes, of course.
Would you do it?
Yes, I just
your
built
entire
from scratch.
Roster.
Would you do it, Limits?
Which means,
would he be throwing the ball to himself and running
means,
downfield?
Which now this would be right at the end of the season, so you'd have a whole offseason of free agency and the draft and everyone to go rebuild your roster. But basically, you need to go find 51 guys to put around Mahomes.
Yeah.
Would you do it?
In a second. Hold on. We'll talk about that in a minute. I'm getting something in my ear here. They're telling me to move.